So, Vida, where did you grow up then and go on into your elementary grades?
I lived in Rhema through high school and went to Colorado College for 2 years.
What year then, Vida, did you graduate from high school?
1930.
And Opal, you graduated from high school what year?
I didn't graduate, but I was in 11th grade when I quit to get a job because I had nobody to support me.
What was your job then out of the 11th grade?
I got a job with a man who was a president of the Tulsa Paper Company, Mr. Yoakum, and I went to live with them because they wanted someone to keep the baby so they could have more freedom to go someplace.
Opal, how long did your parents live? How old were they when they died?
Well, my father was killed in an accident 2 months before I was born. And my mother lived to be about 89.
Vida, your parents, how long did they live?
My father had a stroke, but was able to live 17 years after that with the help of some therapy. He was 84 when he died. My mother was 100 plus a month and a day.
So I was reaching for if anybody else had lived 100 in either of your family and your
father. Yes, my mother did.
Right.
I expected to because she did.
So you've always expected to live this long?
Well, it wasn't too much of a surprise, perhaps, because I had hoped maybe I would.
Opal, is this a surprise that you've lived to be 100 and beyond?
Well, I never did even think about my age. I just always had the feeling I was going to live forever. That's the truth. I'm not making it as a joke. When I was a little girl in the children's home that Mr. Page owned, at night I would talk to Jesus because Mr. Breeding, who was a Salvation Army man, but Mr. Page hired him to be the superintendent of the home. He taught us about the end of the world, that if we were good, we'd go to heaven. And I'd talk to Jesus at night and tell him that I wanted to go to heaven. I had no fear of death. I have never had fear of death. I just take it for granted that I'm going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.